Previously on Algo FM's Sunday Morning Breakfast Show, Storytime with Jeff Malloy.
It has been a time of great confusion in the royal house of Dafufu. Princess Fezi went missing for days. She has since resurfaced in the space between the high walls of the gorge of Dafufu, venturing further into the Holy Lands where the river meets the sea, beyond the area where anybody other than the kings of Dafufu had ever gone before. And for days, Princess Fezi sits on the large flat black rock near the gorge. While she sits meditating at times, her cousin Fikile, the heir to the throne, has miraculously recovered from the illness of the mind. He has risen up from the smoky shack in which Prince Andile had kept him for weeks. Prince Figile's mind seems to be clear. He stands up straight, tall, walking gracefully. He recognizes everyone around him, and he has walked straight into the house with Regent King Sililo.
Your Majesty, the King, it is I, your humble servant, Fikile.
The Regent King is confused, not only because Fikile has suddenly, inexplicably recovered, not just because nobody warned him of his arrival or his unspeakable politeness to his uncle, the king who has held his place while Fikile was in a perpetual daze. For the king is aware of how it was his own son Andile who poisoned Prince Fikile with the plant of Dafufu, making him inhale when he woke up in the morning, making him inhale during days and nights, until the heir to the throne was referred to as the airhead to the throne by some.
My king, I have realized how much it has troubled you that I have sat for weeks, idle, watching time pass me by. I have seen how you and my cousin Andile have nursed me back to good health, while I sat helplessly in the royal shack, dazed, letting down all those that would have supported me.
Regent King Sililo, unable to express the guilt he felt at the time, he could only stare at his nephew, the heir to the throne.
Your Majesty, Uncle Sili, this is not all. I do have news about my cousin Fezi. I know where she will be found. However, it is important that I tell you of the conditions under which she must be fetched.
Will Fezi be returning home after many days of being in the gorge? How has Prince Fikile found out about her whereabouts when he sat dazed in the shack? And what will be the conditions under which the princess must be brought back? Find out next week, or the week thereafter, whenever we also figure out the answers to these questions. Storytime is made up of fictitious events and names of people. Any reference to anything or anybody real is completely coincidental. Or is it?
Storytime with Jeff Malloy, Sunday mornings at 8:30, only on Algoa FM.